Homily 19, Rethinking Blood Sacrifice. This is the blood of the covenant. This morning's first reading focuses on the blood of the Sinai covenant. I maintain that the blood of the Jewish peace offering is the best way to understand Jesus' bloody sacrifice on the cross and the sacrifice of the Mass. Blood is the symbol of life. For many mystics, blood is love made visible. Pouring the blood on the altar where heaven and earth meet symbolizes that all life belongs to God. The blood is then sprinkled on the people to dramatize that life is God's gift to us. It also symbolizes the one blood, the one life, shared between God and his people. We have all seen movies in which two men slit their hands to mingle blood to become blood brothers. The Indian runner bar scene. The brother slits his hand, blood, tells his evil brother, family here or hell in the bar. And notice, there is no angry pagan god in a Jewish peace offering. A Catholic church in a charming Austrian village contains a striking mural. Jesus restraining the sword arm of an angry God the Father, with Mary holding up her mantle of protection with the world and its people behind. What is your image of God the Father? What was the Father's will with respect to Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, and thus the meaning of the sacrifice of the Mass? This is the blood of the covenant. Now, many Christians to this day believe that when Adam and Eve sinned, they spit in God's face, an infinite offense. God the Father became angry, wrathful, closed the gates of heaven. Sinful humans are incapable of paying back an infinite debt. The solution: Jesus, the God-man, who is God, can pay off an infinite debt, and as man pays the debt incurred by human sin through his bloody sacrifice that placates a wrathful God from dooming us all. This is good Calvinism, that Christ was punished instead of us, but hardly good Catholicism. The great 15th century mystic Julian of Norwich wrote that a trinity of love cannot be wrathful. How can a just God, a God who is love, demand the murder of his innocent son? Child abuse in its most extreme form. An analogy. During the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, a Russian Air Force general sent his pilot's son into harm's way. The pilots who covered the reactor with sand and cement faced certain death from radiation. That Russian general, a father, certainly did not want his son to die, but to save others. Likewise, God the Father willed Jesus' beautiful, noble, authentic human life to conquer Satan and evil. Is it not the Father who sacrificed his own son out of love for us? It's in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave us his only son. Did not Christ sacrifice himself to carry out the Father's will, that Satan and evil be defeated? Thus, I reject the Calvinistic view of the cross, that Christ was punished in our stead, and view it as the supreme symbol both of God's love for humanity and of the definitive exorcism that renders the principalities and powers ultimately impotent. Without the cross, authentic humanism cannot exist. In the 4th century before Christ, the great philosopher Plato wrote, "The perfectly just man will have to be scourged, racked, fettered, blinded, and then after the most extreme sufferings, he will be crucified." One 20th century theologian wrote, If you love effectively, you will be killed. Why? In the face of holiness, one must either change, be converted, or murder holiness. When Peter first met Jesus, he cried out, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." Why were Gandhi and Martin Luther King, for example, assassinated? Jesus is the human face of eternal love, whose life, death, and resurrection reveal that there is something in us that hates God, sin. The blood of the cross says, God loves us despite our hatred of him. It also shows the power of evil, Satan, the principalities, the powers, the human heart, all willing to kill the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus' bloody sacrifice, and also the Mass, is the Father's gift to us, a symbol of total giving of oneself. God's blood, our blood. God's life, our life. This is the blood of the covenant.